Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Will you be extending the state of emergency past August 20th along with that, the health guidelines?
That'll be a decision made probably by the legislature. I have a limited period of time that I can declare a state of emergency. It has to be reauthorized by the legislature. They've done that and extended it to August 20th. And so we'll wait and see what happens.
But will you be asking them to?
I don't know that we need to continue it on. I think we need to make sure that we have the ability to, in fact, put in protocols that are appropriate, which we really have in place now. I'm announcing today, right now, that I will establish a new state of emergency.
Oh, man. Yeah. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. I've got co-host Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Governor Herbert's own words. Remember back when, a few months ago, when he said that he couldn't really do that? And that it needed to be the legislature. And then when the legislature said no to him, he did it anyway. And then he did it again. Yeah, well, here we are. So 10 months later, states of emergency for a long, long time. Anyway.
It's for our own good.
It's for our own good. I'm so grateful for the constant reminder of hand washing. And also to stay home when I'm sick. I didn't know that. And I'm really grateful for that. You know, if it wasn't for my three reminders every single day from the government, Google, and everybody else that likes to chime in my email or on programs, thank you. Thank you. I just, you know, it's been a whole lifelong of doing that, but you tend to forget. And in 2020, I guess we all forgot. And I'm just thankful for the constant reminder. I don't know that I would wash my hands all the time if it wasn't for somebody reminding me and telling me how to do it. So that's cool. Thanks.
So there's some good news about Halloween, Kate.
Really?
There was an announcement announcement today from the CDC that this Halloween, if you hurry up and catch COVID, you can be a real ghost.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Governor Gruesome in California limited Thanksgiving to a three-family Thanksgiving. They're going to go around and police this. Three families only, they've asked that you're only partaking with three families in tow, no more than that. So if you plan on, and it has to be small families, if you have more than that, you might get the COVID police at your door. Just saying.
What are they going to do about the homes in California that five families live in?
That's a problem. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yep. My pleasure.
There's a lot of that, California.
Yeah, there is.
The rent's really high. There's a lot of that.
You can tell. You drive down the street
and
there's 13 cars in the driveway.
Just never gets old. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. I don't want to give Herbert any ideas. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you're live. Are you there? Okay. Okay. Caller, you're live. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I just got cut off.
No problem.
So, question on this gruesome whatever thing about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How does that affect the homeless shelters? Because they have very large things.
Homeless, no. Caller, you don't get it. You don't get it. Homeless are totally immune to COVID. They have been since the beginning. Nobody's cared about that. In fact, they were even told they didn't even have to wash their hands. They're completely immune. If you don't have a home and you don't have a roof over your head, you are immune to COVID.
You know what? I forgot about that.
I mean, you're welcome. Okay, thanks. You're welcome. Yeah. Totally immune. They have no problem. And they don't seem to get it. Honestly, there's nobody that has it that's homeless. I mean, it's kind of amazing how that's worked.
Yeah, very similar to rioters.
Yes. Yes. They're in the same class. Yeah. So I also, we have a lot to talk about in this hour. The Trump train happening this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And wash your hands. Wash them really good. I just wanted to reiterate that life lesson for you. I know it's tough because you don't feel like you're being told enough.
I knew I forgot something.
I know. And you know what's so crazy is when they say it's really important information for COVID. Wash your hands and stay home when you're sick. Like this is new news and it's so relative and important that
it's important information for pinworms too.
Sorry. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You for that. You're just on a roll. Okay, so there's that. And, I also wanted to say I'm going to play a clip for you too, but boy, there's so much today. Okay, so the wash your hands thing, just, you know, it's funny because they keep saying second wave, and there's a huge article right now for second wave, second wave, mm-hmm, second wave. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about that is it's called the flu. So we could go with second wave if we want to keep calling it that.
Yeah.
Then we have to call it the second wave vaccine, but it is the flu. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up for anybody that was asking. And you might want to wash your hands for that too. And I know that you've been doing this your whole life for 90 years or 80 years or 70 years, but I got to tell you, you really do need to wash your hands. Stay home if you're sick.
My grandmother was really big on that. She said that a lot. Did you wash your hands?
Yep. I even have Sesame Street video that says, wash your hands.
Yep.
And it says it really well. And I just remember as a kid even hearing it. I mean, it just isn't new at my age. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I just a quick thought on your second wave.
Oh, sure.
My theory is that they have been, again, out there pushing their flu vaccinations and how important it is, especially at this time,
mm-hmm,
for people to get flu vaccines. And
right,
as soon as they start pushing this flu vaccine thing,
mm-hmm,
the numbers of coronavirus cases increase. Well, gee whiz, that's mm-hmm really convenient, isn't it? You're injecting people with the coronavirus and you don't think that the cases of coronavirus will peak. Why can't we really see this? Don't get a flu vaccine. You're getting a coronavirus injected into your body.
Yes. I can't wait till I play this video too, or this audio for a couple of minutes. But you know, it's that is a very interesting thought and one that I hope people digest, because for some reason we're just not getting it. And the best they've ever done on the flu vaccine is 40% apparently. So effectiveness. And so people are rushing in to take this and it's absolutely ridiculous. It is the flu. We're talking about the flu, and I wish people would finally wake up to that. It would be very helpful instead of the second wave.
It would be, and also if people would do some research and look,
mm-hmm,
who usually gets the flu, who usually ends up in the hospital because of the flu.
Right.
What age group is that, and what age group are we looking at right now?
Yeah.
And then you have our lovely media that, you know, they try the scare tactic. I think the headline was that, you know, the local ICU units were so overrun, and you look at the number of beds, it's like 11
yep,
beds are full, guys.
I know.
Come on, 11 beds.
You know, I always wonder.
People only look at the headline. They don't read the rest of the story.
No, it's very true. And they are not being honest about the beds. And I find that they are just lying. And I'm wondering why. You know, if you're with IHC, tell me the protocol and tell me why you're standing by just the lies that are going out. Because it just, it's compelling to me that to get that many people to lie about this in the press. They're lying. The information they're giving from IHC is not accurate, because I put the articles back up together again, and that's not the case what they're saying right now in the press. It's really disturbing.
It's true, and the hard part is that now the hospitals are complicit, mm-hmm. right? Like they're mm-hmm. in. They're all in.
They're getting some cash. They have to be.
If this goes south, mm-hmm. then they're screwed, because yeah. they have all bought, you know, got their hand out saying, okay, gimme, 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 and they all took it. And I get why.
Right.
I get it. It's
right.
big and it's huge and convoluted.
Okay.
But
yeah.
when is it going to stop?
I have no idea, but thank you for that. And it's disturbing. Go ahead.
And they're skewing the numbers all the time.
Right.
You know, we've been talking about the number of new cases going mm-hmm, up, going mm-hmm, up, going mm-hmm. up. Well, here's today's report from Southwest Utah Health. Mm-hmm. 51 new cases. 116 recovered, new recovered. So what is it? For the last 4 or 5 days, they haven't been reporting the recovered?
I guess so. Yeah. And also, Salt Lake City went up with numbers, and they've been wearing masks this whole time because of Mendenhall, mm-hmm. Their mayor. So that's kind of interesting, but the governor isn't paying attention to that.
And one new death.
One new death of an 85-year-old.
Yeah, you will never guess, but it was a male who was in a care center and yeah. over the age of 85.
Yeah, it always is. It always is.
I think they can die of a lot of things at that age.
You know what? I love the studies that even say kids are more likely to get hit by lightning several times over than COVID, and yet we're masking the kids at school, and the school board still sits there and does nothing but with blank faces. I find the school board so abhorrent that I'm embarrassed for them, and I'm embarrassed for a community that will stand by these people that do not care about your children. I'm sorry they don't. You can't even convince me they do at this point.
Yeah, but you have to realize that even though we elect the local school board, uh-huh. they're controlled by the governor.
Yeah. Well, yes. They love to be controlled by the governor, because that's what they're opting to do.
Right.
So write in Sadie Pulsifer, write in Larry Myers, if you're in District 50, I think 52, 54. Anyway, write in these individuals, please. Also, the Trump train meeting 5 p.m. on Saturday at Vernon Worthen Park. Vernon Worthen Park, 5 p.m. on Saturday. You'll be joining a huge Trump train coming down from northern Utah if you'd like to be part of that.
Yeah, they're leaving Draper tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, or Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
yeah.
What's today?
And,
Tuesday?
It gets confusing. It must be the COVID. So there's that. And I just wanted to let people know about that, too. And anyway, okay, we'll be right back. We're gonna head off to a break, but we will take your calls, 888-673-1450. I want to play a little bit of videotape from you from a doctor explaining the flu vaccine for a moment, and COVID is very interesting, very, very interesting video that just came out. And all right, we'll be right back. Also, Dallas News printed a very interesting op-ed you might want to hear about as well. And, of course, the 2nd District Congressional debate was interesting. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
A man is made out of mud. A tax-paying man is made of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A back strapped with debt that the shareholders own. 16 trillion, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I don't deserve it. They sold my soul to the Federal Reserve.
Hi there, welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. Make sure that Dr. Diet is part of your weight loss that you're trying to accomplish. I know you are. Everybody wants to lose some weight. We're Americans. What can I say? We eat a lot of processed food and a lot of Doritos, and we really do need some help. In fact, it's really tough to do it unless you go get the help because of the accountability factor. Dr. Diet is amazing when it comes to this. This is how I took it off quick and kept it off. And let me say that they are fantastic. They know what they're doing. They have all kinds of medical professionals that work with them, from an MD to holistic to a chiropractor. You name it, they have it, and they are that good. So make sure you get over there, because they have all kinds of tools in their arsenal to help you as far as metabolic boosters and B12 shots and all kinds of things that can get you going again and get that weight loss in motion. And it wasn't until I actually went with Dr. Diet that I could do more than just 5 pounds here or 5 pounds there and then gain it back. Isn't that kind of what you do? So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet and get it gone. We're talking 40 pounds, 100 pounds, 300 pounds. It doesn't really matter how much, but you can get on the road to losing it fast if you just get with somebody that can help you do it. It makes all the difference in the world to get the right kind of diet for your body type.
My biggest problem when I try to lose weight and change my diet is the nitrate withdrawals.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of good foods don't have a lot of nitrates, you know. So.
Thank you, Uncle Milton. Right. I really appreciate that. Get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. I have a clip to play. I want to play this for you because I thought this was so interesting. And by the way, in today's show, we're going to talk about how their plans, the group that met over the summer and their plans to disrupt the election, what they have in mind, detailed. I want to go through that. It was very, very compelling. So let me play this for you. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup, and she has a long resume, which she will cite for you in the beginning of this clip. And then she talks about the flu vaccine and COVID coming. And so here you go. It's about 3 minutes, something like that. 4 minutes. Here you go.
Okay. My name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times bestselling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience. And the problem with the flu vaccine is that is a well-known 4.4 times increased risk of being more susceptible to other respiratory viruses. And there is some data that those who get the flu vaccine are far more likely to get COVID, to get sick from COVID. Remember that the vast majority of us have already, because of the way viruses are, this is the work of Dolores Cahill, because of the way viruses spread, we've already seen that virus. It spreads through the population very, very quickly. And in fact, I think the World Health Organization, the CDC website, downgraded COVID to nothing more than the flu in April. Yeah. So I don't know why suddenly places like Massachusetts have just mandated a flu shot for everyone from 6 months old onward for daycare or school, when we know that getting the flu vaccine increases your risk of another respiratory virus. Now, the other thing about the flu vaccine is it's never been 100% effective. It might be effective if they got the right strain that year, but it's always a kind of a gamble as, you know, are we making the right vaccine for this year's flu? In any given year, the best they've ever done is 40%, 40% effective.
So they're pushing the flu vaccine, and a lot of people are taking it because the media are saying, we've got to keep the hospitals full, you've got to do your bit as a British person or as an American, you've got to help out. So people are flocking. There's lines in Britain of people lining up for their flu vaccine to do their bit for Britain. And then, so that's one thing, but I really want to get across to everybody, and you described this so well, but I'm sorry to make you, could you just do it one more time? This COVID vaccine is like nothing we've seen before. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. Nothing. We have no experience with this at all. A nanoparticle is a tiny, tiny, tiny robot that collects your biometric data, your heart rate, your breathing, your relationships, whether you've had sex, what drugs you're on, where you're going, who are you going with, and sends that data up to the cloud. And then they want to use that data to, at the very best, you know, sell you stuff, like know your every move so that they can send you emails to get whatever product. But at the very worst, this one about connecting you to cryptocurrency so that we have a cashless society, facial recognition, the ability to control a whole population. And there are aspects of this that are very nefarious, which is that with 5G then rolled out, which is being rolled out in some places, that's 60 gigahertz. And that that vibration, that radiation can literally adversely affect the hemoglobin in our bodies, making it very hard to be oxygenated. And that looked like what was happening, by the way, in China at the beginning, and also New York City, where people would come in unable to, you know, blue, unable to get enough oxygen. And then they were put on respirators and killed that way, because that wasn't what was necessary.
Wow. Dr. Christiane Northrup. Anyway, very, 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 very good video.
Yeah, sounds like a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, must all be a conspiracy for sure. And she's not wrong about the CDC quietly downgrading COVID to flu status in April. So I just wanted to make sure everybody realized that came out, and it was very quietly done.
Well, so, I have to say that I came out and said COVID was the same as the flu in March.
I said the same in February. So I just wanted to one up you there. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. I have two things.
Okay.
One, the working hand story. You ain't going to believe this story, but our Uncle Milty, a while back, you mentioned that there wasn't very many good colleges and universities, and I thought of Patrick Henry University, Hillsdale, and School of the Ozarks.
Yeah, those are good
Excellent.
Ones.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, okay. The washing hands. One of our friends is a nurse, works at the hospital, and she came over last night, and she had three badges on. I said, what's the badges? She goes, well, one's my ID, one's the clock in. I said, well, what's the weird little one with the red dot? She goes, that tells the hospital if I wash my hands in each room.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Said,
okay.
Well, what if you she said, well, if I don't, an alarm goes off.
Wow. Crap.
And where is this? Where is it located on her person?
She wears a badge around her neck, and chain, you know,
right.
A little lanyard thing.
Interesting.
But this one is lower than the other two. And this is at, Mercy Hospital here in St. Louis. I'm like, are they all doing it? She goes, oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for that.
That's
Jeez,
great.
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
I think it would be far better if they did it in restaurants.
Please? Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. How can it tell?
I don't know.
I mean, can you fool it? Can you just go over and turn the water on?
Run your hands.
And not
it.
Really wash?
No soapy. That's interesting. Wow. Thanks for that. By the way, the second district debate happened, and I just thought I'd mention that. When you hear a debate with these guys and you hear what they have to say, and it's disturbing because you'll have one that is pro-government, Congressman Chris Stewart, very, very pro. Anything government did or wants to do, it's fine. And then you had the libertarian candidates going, well, why couldn't we have gotten out of the way and left the management of the pandemic to the doctors and the free market? Yes. Thank you. Thank you for making sense. And I love that. I thought that was really, really great. And of course, you had the other candidate who believed in even more government. And so what an important role they had. And it's so amazing to watch the difference. And Latham is the Libertarian running against Chris Stewart, and I will probably vote that way. I can't stand somebody standing there saying, I applaud everything that's been done and I really don't care about your freedom, but let me go ahead and take that oath for you, because yeah, that's not okay to me. That's just not okay. If you're going to take an oath and defend the Constitution, then do it. And that's regarding our freedom this year. And there wasn't a peep about it. All that was done with Congressman Chris Stewart was he passed a suicide phone number bill. Wow. Thanks. Really appreciate that. House is burning, and you're over here doing a three-digit number for suicide. Thanks for that. And let's put it this way. Maybe less people would be committing suicide because their freedoms are taken. If you just stand up for the freedom and not put people in this situation, maybe that number wouldn't be used a whole lot. You'd solve your own problem. We seem to have suicides coming now because of the fallout of COVID. So why don't you go ahead and work on freedom, like defending the Constitution, Chris Stewart? Anyway, so I'll definitely cast a vote elsewhere, because I just can't vote for that. I just can't do it. Can you? I don't know.
No.
I can't vote for somebody that says I'm going to defend you and look at my Air Force career and I'm amazing and then not do that. So sorry. He doesn't speak up when it counts. I'll never forget when Chris Stewart, even Mike Lee, all of them, the mayor, you name it, they threw Trump under the bus a week before the election hard. And then I look at Biden and I look at all the incredible things that he's done, and not one word from them. Now you can say, well, they're not their party. I get that. But they never ever condemn as hard as they did Trump for saying one thing behind a bus to Billy Bush, right? Off the record. And they took that opportunity, and man, did they throw him under the bus so hard that I'll never forget that day, because it was like dominoes in our state, and everyone just piled on because we were a week before the election. And they actually wanted votes, what, skewed to Hillary? It was the strangest, weirdest event. And I remember getting into it on Facebook with Mike Lee about it. And I remember thinking, what is going on here? Why are all the politicians in Utah just dissing Trump so hard? There was only a few that didn't. Just a couple, just a handful. And I thought, you know, if you want to argue about something he's going to actually do, fine. But what he said didn't bother me at all. As a woman, didn't even bug me, not even a single bit. And these people were throwing him under the bus. Anyway, it was just rude. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can.
Who can tax the sunrise?
Song. Tim Hawkins, the government can. Welcome back to the show. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spa has a great special going still. You could still get in on it. Do it. Hot tubs are amazing. The Bullfrog hot tub is known for being well made and just an amazing hot tub. And it is. I can attest to that. Very easy to use. And honestly, people ask me, you know, what does it cost to heat a hot tub all the time and have it ready to go all the time? Oh, $20 a month. Yeah. $20 a month. I mean, it's really, really fantastic. Make sure that you're getting one. Have something at your in your backyard that's not, that's fun to do, relaxing to do, and make your home a little sanctuary. Call Tropical. Tropical has over 40 years experience. I love these guys. Well known in the community, and just they know their business. They know what they're doing, and they're very, very good at it. Very good with communication. Just awesome people over there. So hat tip to them for being who they are. And I always love businesses that do the things they say they're going to do. I love it. So they're just fantastic people. Go to Tropical, get your pool from Tropical or your swim spa or your hot tub, because they're going to sell you the very, very best in product. And also they're just good people to work with, and they know what they're doing, and they can help you kind of design what needs to be in your, for your needs in your backyard too. All right. So we'll take a caller. Hi caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
You're live.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, now you are awesome. And I to know, mm-hmm. you know, coming out of our federal brainwash programming automaton school system, as all of us, you know, have.
Unfortunately.
How are you a rational constitutionalist?
That's an awesome question, because I actually took it upon myself to study, and it's amazing where you can land when you sort of peek your head out of the brainwashing and you look around and you realize things aren't adding up. And I always find it kind of interesting that that those that actually are on a quest to learn what is really going on are pretty much led to the same information. That's kind of neat. So
nice.
There's your answer.
Oh, very good answer. Okay. Wow. I mean, you know, it's hard to find clear thinking in America right now.
It is.
You're refreshing. Thank you very much.
Well,
you're
sir,
very refreshing.
Wait. Where are you from? The Midwest?
Well,
you can even go general. Midwest, West Coast?
I grew up in L.A.
Oh, nice.
And then,
okay.
In the late 60s, early 70s, I lived in San Francisco for 32 years.
Ah, excellent. I love it. Well, you know what? What woke you up?
A couple of things. I'd have to say that, you summarized it really well.
Well, good.
I don't know if I can summarize it.
Well,
I guess it's the same thing. Just a lot of things not adding up.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I grew up and I finally matured. I realized that something was really out of place. Something's wrong in America.
Yeah.
You know, what I was taught in school is not reality.
Amen.
I mean, it really helped getting out there in the world and trying to build a life for myself and my family.
Amen to that. Thank you for that. Really appreciate you calling in. You must call in again. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Wonderful. And
thank
I have
you.
To throw in there also a spiritual experience, realizing that there is a spiritual nature to us human beings.
Okay.
Yes, I definitely have to throw that in. So, yeah, I'll be listening and,
you got it. Thanks.
And calling in more.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. What a great call.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Let's see. I've got the ballot in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that I do not recall in my long life seeing a ballot so full of choices.
Interesting.
In far as judicial amendments, constitutional amendments, state races, county races, and I don't know any of these people.
I am actually going through the constitutional amendments tomorrow.
Well,
on tomorrow's show.
Is it something that you might be interested in let's see, what am I going to call this? Not a protest vote, but because I don't know these people, would you be comfortable giving us a choice of people who are not the current residents of these positions just to see if we can shake it up a little?
Oh, yeah.
I have the feeling that there's so many categories that maybe somebody's got their brother-in-law stuck in there. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm going to go through the ballot tomorrow. On tomorrow's show.
Are you?
Yeah. So I'll go through
that
in detail.
Good enough.
You got it.
then that will be all I could possibly ask, because I can't think of anyone
you
who
got
I
it.
Trust more than
Aww,
you.
Aw, thank you. You
and,
got it.
And I don't want to put the onus on you, but that would be nice.
You got
it'd
it, Mr.
Very helpful, and I will be listening.
All right. Hey, thanks for that. Really appreciate that vote of confidence. Thank you. It was interesting. There was a city page, and somebody was complaining about trash not being picked up. So all I wrote was, well, maybe you should step in and do it. You know, a person just stepping in to clean up some trash. If you're that bothered by it, then step up to do it, because they were demanding that government answer for this trash. And I got called an anti-government crackpot because I asked the person to just go ahead and start cleaning it up like we used to back in the day. Back in the olden days, we used to actually do that when we didn't have big government and to fill the void. And now that we've all asked for bigger government, now everybody just points the finger at bigger government, and then there's no accountability personally. But I got called an anti-government crackpot, which I totally love.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm not anti-government at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, wondering when our benevolent mayor decides to come on your show. I've got a question for him.
Ooh, I don't know. You might be holding your breath for quite a while. I don't think he'll come on our show. Many won't, because they don't want to be asked questions about their record. It's a problem.
As I understand, I might be misinformed, but I understand there's about 250 beds in the hospital and
280 something.
280.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 30 COVID patients right now. Is that
25? Right.
25.
Now.
They say with COVID, but comorbidities exist, so it's not really just COVID. But yes, yes.
And if we're freaking out about that, and our we're crying, and
mm-hmm.
Why is he against another hospital coming into the city if his hospital cannot handle 25
right.
COVID patients?
Right.
Shouldn't he be up for another one to help out?
Look, you're squashing their narrative. Stop. It's backfiring on them. You know, one would think. But that's not where they want you to be driven in fear to think. They want you to be driven in fear to think that we are up to our eyeballs in COVID and that we're going to have to start sending people to New York. So you're not allowed to think that, citizen. Don't go that direction.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to go. It's a great question, though.
Sure.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah.
There is the other problem that he's on the board.
Well,
we can't allow any competition right now.
You don't vote against yourself. So they don't want competition. But here's the other thing, is they'll never allow another hospital. They just don't want that. And they want you to think that we're up to our eyeballs in COVID. So that's the only problem. So just solve that.
And that's not true.
And that's not true either. So we have that problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate. It's Steve from New Jersey.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hi. Real quick. I think you should designate a show strictly for people to call in and say, when I woke up.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And everyone can tell their little story. Mine's really simple. It was 9/11. I always suspect that there was something Illuminati mm-hmm. going on for a long time. I just never really got involved. I didn't research anything. I didn't go crazy like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the towers falling through in footprints, I went, wow. And yeah. That was my light bulb popping on. And I've been active ever since that one day.
Wow.
And that was my moment of awakening, as I'll call it.
I love that. I really appreciate that. Maybe we'll ask for some calls in the last hour today on that, because I do think it's important to know so that we can help other people to wake up.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. And I'm sure everyone's got a different story. Maybe that's probably one of the top ones for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I also emailed you about a guest that I really would love to have you on his show.
Okay.
Have him on your show.
Oh, sure.
His name is Dave. I don't know his last name.
Mm-hmm.
You can get him on a website called Ohio Assembly.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was on another show, a fascinating guy.
Okay.
He talks about history. He really talks about Constitution, extreme constitutionalist.
Nice.
And he really goes back and talks about, he researched and studied real history, went back into 1800 books. He found things that are just insane. seen, things that nobody knows why wars started, who really started them, and what's everything behind everything.
Nice.
He's perfect for your show.
Awesome. Okay, you got it. Will you resend me the email, just in case?
Yeah, I will resend that for you again.
Thank you.
I did it about 2 weeks ago. I didn't get a response, and usually you always respond.
I know. So let me yeah, send it back. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
You're at katedaly.com, at Gmail, right?
It is Kate at katedalyradio.com.
Oh, I get to check that. Oh, I have an old one. It used to be Gmail.
Yeah, it's Kate at katedalyradio.com.
Oh, boy. Okay, there's
thanks.
My answer.
Yep, thank you. Really appreciate that. Thanks. Really. Thank you for that.
Just if anybody wants to look that up, it's ohioassembly.org, not .com.
Gotcha. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I wanted to mention on the ballot.
Sure.
On the mail-in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you look at the back of the mail-in, this is the envelope that we send back,
mm-hmm.
where your name is,
mm-hmm.
okay, there is a code on the back.
Right.
And it's, like on ours, it's like WAUT0420.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it has an R in there. Where's my... Mm-hmm. Looking for my
mm-hmm. for a Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an R.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I've heard that if you're a Democrat, it has a D.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're Republican, right?
Yep.
Am I right?
That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, that's what I've also heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know any Democrats to look at theirs.
Right.
So.
Hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, but I understand.
Thing,
I understand
I to see that
why you brought that up, though. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a good one to ask.
Appreciate it. Thanks. And that is a problem because it's an identifier on the outside, which, you think fraud happens much?
That might be how they decide which ones to throw away.
Which ones go in somebody's trunk. So there's that. Yeah, and I do want to get to this coup. I want to talk about this. And also this guy that wrote, there was a little bit of a experiment that went on. This guy did a MAGA hat in one of his posts and did a Biden hat. I didn't even know a Biden had a hat. But anyway, he has a hat. And so the guy just wore the two hats and was really, I thought it was very, very interesting what happened. When the guy wore the Biden hat, it was basically this. It was, I'll say screw America because I can't say the wording that they used. Watch it burn. Go kill yourself. Black Lives Matter. When he wore the Trump hat, the shocking response was like a hat tip, a smile. Mm-hmm. Nice. Good job. That's great. Isn't that interesting how that Biden hat got that kind of response, that overwhelming, just negative America, I hate America, anti-America. It was just an interesting, I thought I'd pass that along because I thought it was strange, and telling, very telling about where we're at right now. Yeah.
Because Biden's trying to prove that he's like this middle of the road nice guy. And yet all the people that support him are dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in a room with him. I'll tell you that much.
No.
Some clearly anti-American sentiments going on there. And I just thought I'd pass that along. And all the guy did was wear the hat. He didn't say anything. There was nothing about his post. It was just the hat. And it garnered that kind of response. So just kind of keep that in mind. It was just strange. By the way, the debate will be muting 2 minutes while the one answers and the other one is muted, I guess. So that'll be an interesting development on the debate to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be able to hear Biden's wire.
Did you see that? The wire? The picture of the wire?
The video. I saw the video of it.
Yeah, I know. And Kamala's response when the person said they were going to bring this topic up next. And she said, oh, yes, that's a good idea. That topic will be. Gee, how did you know that, Kamala? Oh, it's so interesting what happens. All the hijinks that go on around these debates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why we do it. It's such political theater. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Let's talk about what they plan for the election. See if they get away with it, but let's talk about what their plans are. Be right back.